President Trump says he wants to reopen Alcatraz as a federal penitentiary. As NPR's Scott Newman discovered, there's an interesting story about how this famous island in the San Francisco Bay got its name.
Long before the Birdman of Alcatraz came the birds of Alcatraz, specifically pelicans. In fact, the map made by a Spanish expedition that was the first to chart San Francisco Bay in 1775 clearly labels the tiny piece of land near the entrance as the Island of Pelicans. Jess Zafaris has written books on the etymology of words and co-hosts a popular YouTube channel on the subject. She says the word Alcatraz likely started its journey from Arabic. One theory is that it came from an Arabic word for diver.
Alternatively, it could be from or influenced by a Portuguese word for a bucket on a water wheel, from a different Arabic word that would mean a machine or a jar for drawing water.
Diver would evoke a pelican's behavior, and bucket could refer to its beak pouch. Zafaris says there's another seabird that might also have gotten its name from Alcatraz because of something called folk etymology. That's what happens when a word's meaning changes because people mistake where it came from. In this case, the belief that Alcatraz had something to do with a Latin word meaning white.
When English mariners in the 1600s adopted the Spanish Alcatraz, but believed it to be influenced by the Latin albus, perhaps in association with the whiteness of some seabirds, so it became albatross instead of Alcatraz.
It's a fitting twist in the island's history, because the federal penitentiary was so expensive and difficult to maintain.
It became figuratively an albatross on the system, much in the way that the ancient mariner's albatross is a burden around his neck.
Once California became a U.S. state, a military fort was built on Alcatraz Island to guard against a possible foreign attack by sea. Historian William Deverell says that when the Civil War broke out, concerns shifted closer to home.
They're misplaced in a way, but their concerns about the Confederates in the early 1860s, maybe they'll come all the way around South America and come all the way up the Pacific coast west of Mexico and look for the gold in California.
Decades later, in 1934, it reopened as the infamous federal prison we know today, a chapter that ended less than 30 years later. Scott Newman, NPR News.